get the shit right. And they're trying to degrade Europe. Like, no, I'm not having it. If anyone's trying to fuck with Europe right now, I'm going to fuck them up. And if that includes the state of Israel, I'm going to bring the motherfuckers down. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel me? Do you feel me? Do you feel me like how fucking real I am? I'm sick and tired of my balls being big. I want my balls to fucking shrink. I want that fucking stem cell matter to go back to my brain so I can fucking think. I like having a big brain. I don't give a fuck about what the new game is about, you know, just, oh, don't think anymore. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know.
I've been fucking like nearly, what do you mean you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying.
You've been in New York too long.
You know what I'm saying. I'm going to take that RNA. I'm going to fucking reverse engineer that shit. I'm going to fucking soup it up and make it twice as strong. And we can create super soldiers. And we're gonna keep the Dome of the Rock protected from the fucking Freemasonic motherfuckers who are trying to build a 10 Republic Empire throughout the whole world. It ain't gonna work. So just quit. Just drop out of the Mossad. Just join me. Join me. Father and son, we can rule the galaxy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm with you.
All right, then, because this... You gotta, like, come on, Bob. If you really as old as you say, you should be proud that you survived all that shit. Why you want to become a liberal, man? You're an old man. Why become a fucking liberal? You're an old man. Can't you just be proud of the fact that you're an old man and stop with this 21st century garbage on the TV? Could you just not please everybody by now? Don't you have enough money and power to beat your damn self by now?
Yeah,
we'll do that. You know what I mean? Don't spit on me like you're a complete failure and I am. Don't. Come on, man. I just didn't have the connect. I didn't have the connect. You know, I've been studying that shit on my time off. I've just been working too much.
I could tap back
in that instantaneously. You know, I had 2 drops of RNA, and I've been having crazy Zanaki I never had with 10 years with you. And then if I had another bottle of that shit, God knows what I'd be seeing right now.
You only had one bottle?
Half a bottle, and that shit was intense.
Yeah, that's a year.
People have a whole, like some people have a whole bottle, and they still go.
Right, but you're talking a year or two ago, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to get a new bottle. But I have a lot of bills.
It's not that hard to get one.
I know, it's only like less than $140, but the point is I've got stupid bills right now, but I'm about to get one by the end of the year.
So describe a bit of the Zanarchy. That'd be interesting. What happened to you on it?
The Zanarchy is more intense and involved. Like, it, you know, usually my Zanarchy used to be 1 or 2 songs a week. And I'm getting like 5 synchronous songs, you know, blaring in my head, like on my side, not mocking me, but like, you got the power type of feeling, you know? And just seeing people before they betray me, fucking, you know, taking charge of situations, sexuality improving, becoming like charismatic.
Yeah.
But, you know, lost my energy, my metabolism, so, you know, it's not really in you that much, but I imagine if I continued on it, that it would energize me a lot.
When you say Zanarchy, you know, that's me interacting
that's
with the media.
That's a specific,
but
yeah.
You mean synchronicity with music coming to your head or on the radio?
On the radio, TV, newspaper, like, highly involved Zanarchy, like, multiple forms of media instructing me, reading my mind, thoughts, with other people's thoughts and words and sentences coming out of their mouth.
Right.
But like continuously, not just like a little drip, like pouring in, like I'm on an acid trip of it.
So could you function in that state?
Yeah, I liked it. It was heightened.
And you were in New York and you're walking around the subways going to work and with that happening.
Yeah.
So you would have that occasionally, write about it on 5body.com. But this was happening. This was very. In other words, the thing changed you. You know.
It was like on acid trip. Yeah, it was like thick Zanarchy. It wasn't like little drips of it. It was like intense.
That's good.
But the thing is, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to create a new patriarchal movement that what you know has an aristocratic feel to it, but somehow can translate to the ghetto. It's very hard to talk to some people because some people reject the message when they hear the truth. But some kids are feeling me. You never know who's able to receive it. You know, like some young kids are too stupid to receive it. Some young kids are very sharp.
Yeah.
Or some old people receive it, but other people, old people reject it. So I have to touch and feel as I go who I'm talking to. And I want to inspire that in music and culture I don't want to live in a world where every woman's a fucking whore and had 20 sexual partners by the age of like 20, and fucking everybody just watches porn and has a divorce rate 90%. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sick of that culture. It's disgusting to me. Like, if I'm like some kind of cliche, sorry that I'm a little fucking house painter with watercolors from Vienna, but damn, you know, I'm kind of feeling that right now.
Yeah.
And I think he was kind of like, he may have been a hipster of his age. You never know. Everybody thinks he's like some square who just believes in some dumb Catholic boy shit. He may have fucking, that's probably why he was such a great seducer.
Who?
Probably a man. I'm talking about A.H.
Okay.
On the radio.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably why he was so seductive, because he probably was in tune with his times very much. And I feel like those times are repeating itself on a certain level. And it's like, this time it's like, I don't know, I'm feeling his vibe. Because as far as I'm concerned, you know, two people who killed more people than Hitler were like communists who referred it to as motherland.
Yeah.
Joseph Stalin and Mao Zedong. And I'm like, the whole genocide of the Ukraine in 1933, that was covered up. And the fucking ADL go to Ukraine like, okay, don't you dare compare this to the Jewish Holocaust. Please don't talk about this. How fucking arrogant is that? These people, they fucking do that, fucking Ukrainians. And the Ukrainians are probably not even fucking interested in all this shit. And the ADL has to get up in their fucking face. And fucking bully them. That's like shit, man. And the fucking, you know, the snuff videos they find in Italy, and they broadcast them on Italian television, and the fucking Jewish organizations, Italy, that's blood libel. Motherfucker, we fucking caught you, motherfuckers. You motherfuckers should be in jail for life. What the fuck?
Well,
why do you kiss the ass like that? And that's why I like Europe, because there's something instinctual about Europeans that they almost so much ass, they'll kiss to these type of people. Like, sure, they got all these fucking laws because of what happened, you know, Germany and Austria, you can't do salutes and wear flags and shit. But instinctually, the European people see through that bullshit just a little bit better than the American people. I'm tired of being around Americans. I'm tired of having fucking conversations with them.
Well, did you get your Spanish papers? Is that true?
Almost. Very, 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 very close. Two more documents. They try to cover some shit up, but then the American government caught the Colombian government in a lie. And that was funny, because the American government fucked up my grandma's middle initial, but then my mom wrote a letter to correct that. So I thought the American government was totally going to screw me over, but the irony was, this whole Homeland Security thing, they caught a big-ass file on my grandma, so that actually worked in my favor.
Yeah.
So the Colombian government, they burnt some documents to my grandmother trying to cover up her existence and shit. But in spite of that, the American government had my back, and now we just had two more documents to go. So it's like 50-50 right now, but outlook looks good. And I was supposed to reach a deadline, and I missed that because FedEx fucked up my package, even though we had the receipt of going to the proper register office in Madrid. But they said it didn't matter because I'm under a different annex, so it's all right that I missed the deadline. They gave me an extension. So I'm still working on it, but I think it's going to happen, and I'm really intent. As soon as I get it, I'm fucking leaving. I'll scrub toilets in Finland. I don't give a fuck. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
But if you go to Spain, do you have any friends there yet?
No, I don't care. I'll be homeless, man. I got a full-time job. I work in Wall Street. I see George Soros and Bloomberg and fucking millionaires and billionaires, and I make dog shit. I don't give a fuck about this life anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. I've been homeless before. I've been scraping and shit. You know, if I have to eat dirt out of garbage cans just to go to college, I fucking will, man. I don't give a fuck. I will have to make myself adapt. That's how I did it last time. I was in fucking New Jersey with no fucking help, and bam, I'm a New Yorker since 2010.
Right.
I didn't have really – I just did it. You know, just do it.
Yeah.
I don't have time to think about Drew Harper. I have no fucking friends. I used to have a bunch of female friends in Britain, but Britain just kept on getting sluttier and sluttier, and just like, I can't even talk to British chicks anymore. I hate Britain. Like, they're just so effeminate. The men over there are so fucking effeminate. They're like one of the worst sections of Europe. I used to have this British like philia, whatever, obsession. I don't have it anymore. It's just, I can't rely on Britain for shit.
Well, how have you met any Europeans? How do you know they're like this?
Well, I mean, I live in New York, and I, you know, even if it's just chip body, just as the internet, I do get to encounter these people in person, you know, from their travel.
Yeah.
And I do meet British women, and they're like, 10 years ago, I'd say, okay, British women are better than American women, but shit is changing so rapidly in Britain right now. Like, British women can be sometimes worse than American women. They're very promiscuous, arrogant, stupid, and British men think there's, like, this false sense of, like, intellectual superiority over the average American, when I actually tell them more about their own fucking country than mine.
Because what they don't understand is, yes, the average American's a fucking dumbass, but there's 300 million of us. There's countries within countries in the United States. So it's like, I see fucking UK, it's the size of Oregon, and they got a population less than California. Well, no, more than California. But the point is, there are not a lot of people, and they try to act like, you know, they're just going to walk around New York like they know everything.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to tell them, this is the real world, motherfucker. This is what this is. It's New York. Like, oh, I didn't know you had so many homeless people. Well, welcome to fucking New York. Fucking brutal capitalist shithole. And yeah, London's more expensive and haughty and shit, but people compete and treat each other like shit because this is what your fucking Masonic system created out here. This is England uncut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
England uncut. Could you run through the program again? What kind of patriarchy is this that you want?
A purer patriarchy, because I'm tired of the whole free market prostitution. You know, a true patriarchy isn't about beating a woman like, oh, I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to smack you around, treat you like shit because I'm the man. That isn't a true patriarchy. True patriarchy, the purest form of a patriarchy, most spiritual, evolved form, is basically it has to start on female chastity. Okay? And that's why I think the whole Muslim thing, you know, gang raping women in Pakistan is fucking bullshit, because it's like, okay, you say you respect chastity, but here you are, three men trying to rape a woman. You guys are fucking hypocrites. You're fucking engaging in multiple penetration women. You should kill yourself. You know what I mean? I should kill you. But what it is that we don't have female chastity, and because we don't have female chastity, the fucking genetic lineage or the paternal genes can no longer be coherently communicated in a paternal lineage, you know, genomic imprinting. That's why everybody's fucking selfish, because our mothers are all over the place. Some of the fucking selfish people in the world breed by matrilineal concepts. And you know exactly who the fuck I'm talking about. And they fucking own New York City, okay? And that's what I mean by the fatherland, because the fatherland, believe it or not, the fucking male chromosome is more evolved than the rest of the fucking genetic code, okay? We're 30% more removed from the apes than the mere 2% of the rest of the genetic code. And all these fucking postmodern fucking biologists are trying to fucking bullshit their way at the explanation that, oh, well, it's because there's not a lot of genes in the Y chromosome, so it doesn't really matter because it's just superficial. The fucking communist fucking lies they keep on spreading. The point is, men, when they are ahead of society, they genetically evolve, okay? All our fucking technology, our fucking culture, they come from patriarchal fucking cultures. Everybody's like, well, look at America. We're the power of the world. We got a big old fucking atomic bomb. And look at we're on top of shit and women. Yeah, and we're in debt to fucking China. A patriarchal fucking country, even in spite of the fucking fact that they're schizophrenic and calling themselves a motherland under communism, the fact remains they even got rid of this whole shit about having a divorce and giving all the fucking property to the man, because they figured that would fuck up family unit. And if it did that, you'd have a bunch of delinquent motherfuckers, you know, a bunch of kids who fucking drop out of college. They're not fucking stupid. They know their sociology too. They want the money too. But they don't do it in our system. They do it in like a mechanical machine form. Like, all right, fucking pass your exam, motherfucker. Our kids are fucking flakes, man. Their balls are swollen up. They can't fucking think anymore.
That's true.
Can't read a fucking book. I mean, I don't want to live in this post-literate society. No, I'm not some nostalgic. I fucking do visual tactile shit on my smartphone all goddamn day, but I still like to talk to a bitch who can read. Goddamn. And fucking that's what it's about. Men are genetically superior to women, and when you pass down genetically chaste women, you have a family unit that is secure that basically raises offspring. I don't want to be raised by the state, and I don't want other people to raise their fucking children by the state. And fucking the whole female teacher fucking establishment is made to make boys look like arrogant little, like stupid little chimps who can't think. Boys are fucking intelligent. The fucking New World Order is all about feminism, motherfucker. And if you tell me otherwise, I say bullshit. I'll hate you. You keep on telling me feminist shit, I'll grow to hate you. We used to be best buddies. If I keep on hearing feminist shit on the road, I'm going to fucking hate you.
What feminist stuff?
I don't care. No, like you're saying, it's all gone now. We live as hermaphrodites and the fucking early painting pisses the fuck off.
I don't care. Stuff.
I don't care. Whoever's fucking promoting the Shirley painting and the Ion Dome needs to be beat the fuck up.
You mean the Sheila painting?
Yeah, fuck that painting. That's fucking Masonic brainwashing shit. That's whole that androgyny is a fucking lie. Psychologists have discovered that what we call androgyny is actually closer to masculinity than to femininity. So if you're talking about that bilateral fucking two-hemisphere approach to consciousness, guess what? Men are better at it than women. And, yeah, you say, well, women have the corpus callosum, and but guess what? In certain cultures where men are actually are in control of sexual procreation, they find men with bigger corpus callosum. How the fuck you explain that? Yeah, there's a lot of fucking cover-ups in the fucking the idea of what our neurology operates at.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why do gorillas have small testicles and gorillas tend to be right-handed, and yet in other apes that have promiscuous females, for example, bonobos, the so-called peaceful egalitarian society you fucking assholes are supposedly trying to make us go to some bullshit utopia, why are there so many left-handed people? Because you want fucking attention deficit dyslexic motherfuckers, you can't focus on the fact of fucking a whore. You know what I mean? Even rap music is getting more degraded. We used to go from I ain't got no love to hoe to some bullshit Meek Mill saying, I'll fuck Rihanna. And Chris Brown is like, I'll fuck Rihanna too. I'll fuck your girlfriend. No, I'll fuck your girlfriend. I'm like, yo, you got millions of dollars. You can't buy like 70 virgins in some third world country and fucking have that bitch's brain like programmed perfect. You got to spend money on a whore going to give you AIDS and you're going to die and you're going to be cheated on. You're going to be like shit and you look like a dumbass and you get shot in the head like Tupac. That's some stupid shit.
What
the fuck?
You don't like Ion. You think Ion is JW.
Well, from what I hear, is Ion is just channeled through JW as far as my understanding.
Well, he doesn't have to be
channeled.
He doesn't know.
Right.
He always says he's not a channel. Okay? So Ion can go through cell phones and other media. But
well, go ahead.
What do you think of what Ion says?
I think it's starting to get a little better as far as that mitochondria revelation. That's my favorite part as far as the ionic revelation because that is what I'm trying to get to the masses so they understand. It's the whole mitochondria understanding about the paternal lineages and the mitochondria fucking snippet. Sounds like fucking circumcision to me if you fucking ask me. Fucking limiting your fucking potential. You can kiss my ass. I'm limitless. All right?
So you're saying that Ion spoke about the mitochondria correctly or incorrectly?
Correctly. That's the one thing I agreed with him on. The one fucking thing that I agree with him on, in spite of that, all that libertarian, ascended Iranian sound and bullshit that I hear from him. The one thing I did agree with him, it was on his discussion of mitochondria. That I 100% agreed with.
What did he say?
He said as we become more ascended, that mitochondria, as far as relationships and metabolism of the cell, and it passes down genetic information, and you were talking about snippets and, you know, maybe it's the media ecology of the cell. See how you circumcise yourself with your thinking? The thing is that when you come to the point where those cells that are limitless, like your brain cells,
You didn't finish it. So mitochondria,
so mitochondria limits your ability. It become less centric to the ability for the cell to perfect itself. Become
less
more ascendant.
That's what you
be less, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The whores won't be as important anymore. The mitochondria whores.
Yeah.
The fucking matrix, okay? We went from Matrix to Beaver and Vendetta. We went from watch out for the fucking Matrix to, let's protect fags and lesbians in prison. Okay? That's what fucking Beaver did. That was a fucking liberal movie, okay? Fuck it. All right? Yeah, we do live in a police state. By fucking liberals. All right? You open your mouth, you get a fucking... You're in jail. You're a hate monger. We got this new law Obama passed in 2011, homeland grown terrorism bullshit. It's worse than the patriarch. You're just a fucking religious person. You're extremist, and all of a sudden you're in a fucking cell somewhere. All right? For being a fucking heterosexual, you're a fucking terrorist. That's where we're going. We went from Bush to Obama. It's the same shit, but fucking... They fucking taking the man out. They're bringing the man down.
Okay. Who do you get to say this to?
Who do I get to say this to? Young men, disenfranchised men, black men, white men, Hispanic men, whoever wants to fucking listen. It doesn't act like an asshole.
Are you going around walking the streets of New York finding people to talk to?
Occasionally. Yeah. Occasionally. Sometimes they don't understand and I back off because then they become violent. Some young kids in the ghetto. They feel me and they clap my hands and they say, you hood, I wish you were present. But, you know, some don't, you know, it just depends. You never know how the person thinks when you're talking to them.
Well, do you go to clubs or you do mainly isolated, walk around by yourself encountering strangers?
I go to clubs very sporadically. I don't have extra money to spend.
Yeah.
I have a very low wage job. I have a high rent and I'm just thinking of just emigrating. I really don't care about making friends right now. I want to get the fuck out. Okay, I'm afraid of Americans, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and because they're all fucking...
And New York has run its course.
Yeah, it's fucking Zionist to the core. And the people are not waking the fuck up. There's a little protest in here and here, but it's not enough. It's just meaningless. I'm getting the fuck out. I don't want to get shot in the head with something I said. You know what I mean?
Did you say it's Vienna to the core?
I said it's Zionist to the core.
What's that?
I'm saying I'm on the fucking train. I see Jews protesting the state of Israel. And I see other Jews come up to these Jews screaming at these Jews.
Yeah.
Trying to beat up these other Jews for even talking about Israel. Everyone's fucking silenced out here. New York is known for being loudmouth and everybody's saying what the fuck they want, calling each other racist names or whatever, fucking fuck you too, you know. But really, there's a silence culture in New York coming about. Like, people are, like, scared.
Yeah.
I can see a lot of people's fear in them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Muslims are like a second-class citizen in New York City. And it's fucking hypocrisy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking Jews run the city, and Muslims are like, you can say Muslim. I'm like, shut up. You know, my mom, every time I said Muslim, shut up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even, you know, I don't even feel like anything patriarchal could ever come out of this fucking city. These people talk, you know, I was asked to run a train, a woman, 4 times in my life. And 3 times it was here in New York City. Is that fucked up or what?
What? To what a woman?
To run a train. Meaning to fuck a woman with other men.
Oh.
It's fucking disgusting.
What's
it's like
word?
Ape. Run a train. It's like some ghetto term.
Run a train. Okay.
Yeah. Of course, I decline. I already did all that crazy shit when I was in my 20s on drugs in Seattle. Like, I don't do that crazy shit. It disgusts me.
Yeah.
And I thought, my God, this is what the fuck men do with their fucking time? It's disgusting.
So what does LaRouche got wrong now?
LaRouche is still a Platonist. Or what the fuck is his name? That little Greek faggot. What, Plato?
Yeah, Platonist. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Plato actually subliminally referred to a form of polyandry, which is what we call running the train, that
right.
We should all communistically share women. I'm like, yo, LaRouche, you open your mouth like you know every goddamn thing, but you didn't read all of Plato's fucking work to understand that the fucking Republic is bag homo shit, and that's why your brain can't win. You fucking left brain.
Yeah.
As fuck. People got it ass backwards. Men are the right brainers, women are left brainers. We're switching and tell people the opposite so we can put the new world order into play. The right brainers are the promiscuous ones, the left brainers are the chase ones. We're making women all fucking right brain to whore them out, and we're making men left brain so they can follow fucking orders,
right,
like soldiers, and run into the bullets.
Okay, now what about Croker? Analyze Croker.
Too fucking liberal. He's good at, you know, watching the irony in society, you know, like watching how things flip.
Yeah.
That's good. But if you actually take his narrative as narrative, then you're lying to yourself. But if you, it's really something that needs to be watched and observed, like an art painting.
Yeah.
You really shouldn't just dump it and just start lecturing other people on it. You shouldn't pontificate with postmodernism. You should merely witness it. It's a better way to understand it or process it.
Mm. Okay, William Irwin Thompson.
Emasculated.
Right.
He's probably even more emasculated than Croker, because even though Croker, you know, comes up with the feminist shit, at least there's a little interplay there. You can see some irony. William Thompson's is very emasculated. He's just a collector of old Neolithic mythologies. He's just blah 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 blah. He's probably the worst of them all.
Yeah.
He really is, because he just goes on and on and on and on, and he just lectures people, and he's the most boring to me.
Right. According to your map, he would be the worst.
He is the most feminist.
Yeah. Well, he's cowgirl in the quadrants. That's what I call him.
So he's more feminist than Croker?
Yes. Croker is cybersex, three sex, third sex, you know. You've seen that, the hysterical male book?
Okay, yeah, okay. So I guess that's why I have a lot of hatred towards Freemasonry as well lately, because I noticed that they refer to their lodges as mother lodges. What the fuck is with that? United Grand Lodge of England, Mother Lodge. Like, they all have a huge Oedipus complex. And I look at Britain and it's like, why do you have a fucking queen? Why can't you just divide the royal family? If you don't have a male heir, just give it to a cousin. Like, here's Prince so-and-so, and he's the king now. You know what I mean? Like, this Oedipus complex in Britain is hardcore.
Okay, now McLuhan.
Okay. He's all right, but it's just that, you know, technology has been changing so fast that, you know, you don't really need McLuhan if you just already wired. Although, yeah, he was not a determinist. Yeah, he was kind of watching out. You know, he's the sense perception guy. He's the one that you learn about what senses are, what your sensory perception is.
Yeah.
So he's like the original true media ecologist, really.
Yes.
Because you can't really call postmodernism media ecology. It's more like like contrast, but doesn't necessarily make it media ecology.
Right. So, but McLuhan's obsolete.
He's obsolete, but, you know, you need to get a basic framework with him. And
so
then, you know,
would accept McLuhan in your curriculum?
I'm like the new McLuhan, really. But just people are not realizing it because they think I'm dogmatic and fucking left brain. But really, I have my own sense perceptual network. And what I see from the biological sensual fucking framework, and I'm not always stuck in the chemical body. I get etherealized. You know, I have a chip body. I wear wetware. You know what I mean? I wear my environment like clothing. I don't fuck around. So I could play active McLuhan part a little bit. But the thing is, I'm even more perceptive than McLuhan because, you know, I know who the real left and right brainers are, and I'm in touch with my biological body. So, you know, I'm not gonna fall to some myth as some old McLuhanist would.
Well, you know, he was very patriarchal in the 40s, celebrating Latin American culture, Catholic culture, you know, and there was just nothing but eunuchs in America, Dagwood. So you would like that, but it doesn't apply today. So how does the Pope fit into your scene?
The Pope actually came, not the current Pope, but the previous one, the one who resigned.
Yeah.
He actually came to me in a dream one day, the day before he was elected.
Yeah.
And he put his hand on me, and it was like some bizarre Star Wars shit, like he was Darth Vader, and I saw visions of Nazi soldiers running down the street, and I didn't know if he was saying, watch out for this or become this. It was like a very surreal feeling, like he's like some strange patriarchal dark force that was trying to tell me something. But at the same time, as I go look back in that vision, I felt like it was like, become a soldier, is what he was saying.
Right.
Become a soldier.
Right.
And on top of that, the problem with Catholicism is they never allowed their priests to marry. Number two, they had too much of the Virgin Mary idolatry. And you know, Islam, really, I would like to equate that, would try to make a European Islam. And I don't mean it from the Middle Eastern point of view, you know, of letting Somalian and Turkish immigrants level Europe into Stone Ages, but reverse, like Albanian white Muslims. You know, what people don't know is that Hitler actually had an interest in Islam. He liked the structure and the solidity of Islam, the monotheistic nature, the patriarchal order of it. Not many people, but he made a lot of quotes about Islam, saying favorable things about it.
Okay, I understand.
And so I'm basically trying to create a united, multiracial, like, international fascist movement between the Germanic peoples and the Islamic peoples. Instead of fighting each other, I want to unite them, and I want to do it in Europe. Instead of, you know, these fucking, xenophobic German people complaining about Turkish immigrants and Somalian immigrants in Sweden and Germany and yada. I want to unite them for a common purpose to save the European Union, to change it, to make it more patriarchal, but still keep the socialist aspect so people can raise families. Because in this hyper-globalist capitalist environment, you actually need a little bit of socialism to take care of some children. And I would like people to actually still have fucking babies.
Yeah.
So I want to basically fuse the aristocratic with the streets, you know, the streets of Islam with the aristocratic German culture of Europe, and I want to unite them and be the interloper, the McLuhan-esque, Croker-esque interloper, you know, but not do it from a hipster point of view, but really try to be like a reformist.
A reformed, you know, Catholic?
A reformed Islam.
Ah, not Catholic at all.
No, Catholic is too weak. I'm sorry.
Right. So how does Carolyn fit into this? What's the services and disservices of Carolyn?
Carolyn will never be shot in the revolution because she's a scientist.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not like the stupid Nazis. I'm not going to kill the scientist. I'm actually going to need her help.
Right.
So no, she gets to do whatever she wants. If I don't like what she's doing, I'll ignore it. But I'm glad that she's getting into the biochemical sciences, and I hope she does more. And I hope if I ever become a scientist that we work together, because I actually plan to go into the medical biotech field.
Right. So what is, though, what is wrong with her? What's it, maybe in her ideology?
You. That she's with you.
That's a big mistake on her part.
Yeah. Why are you fucking with him? Even his car broke. Okay.
That's good. Many people would agree with you.
Because
so why is she with me?
Because you protected her ass when, you know, the Nazis and the fucking British and all that shit was happening in France, and you basically chauffeured her out of the fuck out of danger, and she was appreciative of that.
Yeah, right.
I can't hate on that. I mean, you know, I can't be hating on two old lovers, you know what I mean? Like, that's a good thing. At least that's something patriarchal about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if I ever hear some weird Freemasonic shit going on, I'm you know what I mean?
Yeah, you said you will kill me. You won't kill Carolyn. Never kill Carolyn.
Because she's a scientist.
Yeah.
She's useful to the world, whether, you know, I agree with her or not.
I'm not a scientist?
You're too much of a fucking... You remind me of a fucking Jew, dude. You're like a fucking intellectual with this abstract universal shit in words and words and more fucking words. And I'm like, yo, where the fuck is science at, bitch? Where's your science at, man? I don't want to hear it. I'm all up on the astronomical physical. I want to see some actual fucking factual shit I can apply and sell to fucking, a biotech corporation. Come on. Like, what the hell?
This is no longer, and your disassociated body is now associated with your associated body. So you can disassociate yourself, and your penis and your vagina can be fused as one. And I'm like, I don't care, man. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I don't care.
I don't think that I was the best student in Dobstown and failed Ion Dome. I think you just don't want me getting up in that clique because, you know, maybe you got to do something beyond being on the radio and trying to be everybody's friend.
Well, you were a good, Chad would agree with you were the best student of the language of Dobstown.
Yeah.
But you didn't want to be a language person. You didn't want to be a wordy person.
No, because I feel it's excessive. It's overdone. Men aren't known as being excessively wordy. I mean, we're capable of using language, but do we actually need to over-engage in it? We're the stereotype of men is that, you know, we don't talk much. I mean, we probably do talk a lot, but we're more interested in the mathematical side of things or like manipulation of things, and I'm not hating on that. I want to go back into the visual cortex and actually see what I'm talking about and physically feel the things that I need to work with. I don't want to experiment anymore. I did way too much fucking experimentation.
Yeah.
Way too much fucking experimentation. That's why I went and flipped out over here.
Yeah.
Well, too much experimentation.
Why do I categorize myself as doctor/scientist in my quadrant then?
Well, you are seeing the limitations of certain probes and so on, and I understand that. So you are kind of like a scientist. You're just not a scientist relative to shit I care about.
Right.
You need to care. You need to stop ghettoizing the chemical body. And, yeah, we know it's like a new physical ascension, blah, 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 and it's going to be like some fine, high, resonating shit, and we can't even see it. But I don't care. Talk to us normal layman people terms and chemical body terms. Even if it sounds fascist to some people, it doesn't necessarily have to be fascist because the whole difference between a geneticist of the 21st century and some idiot racist from the 1940s with a ruler in his hand is that, you know, we're actually seeing reality change and interchange and physical properties become beyond mere physical properties. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not that rigid. You know, I could date any woman from any race of the world, but I'm not going to be gullible about it. If someone says, oh, your family has a history of DRD47R, I'd be like, hey, slut, I don't want to date you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry that you have DRD47R, but I'm going to go find a chick who doesn't. I don't want a chick with ADD. And you know what I mean? Unless that RNA cures it in, like, 2 months, I don't want to deal with it for a whole fucking year.
Yeah. So me listening to you now for the last half hour, whatever, is that me trying to be friends with you?
I think so. You didn't threaten me. you probably would have said, "We're going to get you now, Keith. Just talk. We're going to kill you." You discovered our big Zionist secret, and we're going to kill you right now.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be friendly, I guess. That's what I am.
Why don't you just create a parallel movement? That way you don't have to associate yourself with me. You just say, "Oh, he went crazy. I have nothing to do with that." I mean, isn't that what you're known for, doing anyway, creating parallel movements against parallel movements, seeing who's going to get on top, and then put yourself on top when it's all done and set?
Yeah. Okay, so what's wrong with all slack? What's right with the Church of Subgenius?
All slack, they're actually castrating themselves. Well, at least all the men are. Because it is kind of like, you know, that shit worked in the 80s and 90s. Like, I got to fuck it, you know, smoke some prop, and you take yourself too seriously. But now they're saying the word kook like it's religious. And all I just want to say to these people is kike.
Yeah.
You know, like, Charlie don't surf, bitch, so how could I be a kook? Because kook is someone who don't surf. But I don't fucking surf, motherfucker. I'm Charlie, you know what I mean? I don't care that I'm fucking crazy. I'm a cult leader like that. I don't need a pimpin. I'm a cult leader. I don't need to send Bob Dobbs my fucking dollar. I am the fucking Bob Dobbs. People are going to send me a dollar someday. You know what I mean? So why am I going to listen to some hipsters call me kook all day when they just want to go to comic book convention shit? All the women are fat and ugly as fuck. You know what I mean? And none of them are virgins. So why the fuck do I even give a shit what they think? This shit's circular logic.
So Reverend Sang has blown it. Big time.
Yeah, like I like hanging out with them. You know, it's a good thing to fuck around on a weekend. You know, smoke some prop and talk to people and listen to some music. But then, they create their own hipsterdom, and then it becomes boring. And I'm like, I'd rather be doing something else right now. My old bitch. I walked in there. They don't even know it. I fucking joined for the fuck of it. October 9th, some revival a couple years ago. And I brung in an older woman, okay? This bitch is in her early 40s. My bitch in her early 40s looked better than most of those fucking girls in their 20s and 30s. That's how fucking ugly they were. I had an old-ass bitch in there, redhead, and they were looking at my bitch.
And that was in New York City, right?
Yes.
I remember that. In Albania, what's that area called? It begins with
Astoria.
A.
Astoria. A-S-T-O-R-I.
Astoria, right.
Yeah.
Astoria. Yeah, some dive. They didn't have much of a place to do it in.
Well, I don't know. Astoria is becoming a hipster realm in itself. Western Queens is starting to get gentrified and hipsterfied. So, you know, Queens ain't as boring as it used to be. But, yeah, I kind of like the feel. I was scared at first. They're like, what are you guys here for? I'm like, the revival? Yeah, we have a big rape going on. Come in, join in, rape. They got a funny sense of humor. But it's like, I was scared. Like, oh, my God, is something fucking going on? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I thought I was joining the rape anonymy, whatever.
So... What is it? Is there anything in New York City that you enjoy? Anything?
Other than hustling, promiscuous sex, even though I'm against that.
No, is there a bookstore?
They're starting to close down bookstores. They're closing down, like, the only thing left really is, like, the Strand bookstore.
Yeah.
And I heard about that St. Mark's bookstore you talk about, but it's real small, and then I just no longer attached to it because it's just too close, modern, liberal for me. So.
Is that
closed
down?
No, they still got the St. Mark's store. It's just so small, and it's something I used to be into in my early 20s, but I don't like the content of literature.
Right. No, it's the anti... what do we call you now? What do you want to be known by?
As far as what?
Your name. Are you Kiki?
Oh, you mean my handle?
Yeah.
I guess you can call me Kiki, but if it gets me in jail with the FBI, then no.
So what's the alternative?
Give me a German name.
No, I mean of the ones we know. Denmu.
Kiki Osiris. That's a new one. Osiris.
Okay.
Resurrection.
So the St. Mark's bookshop is anti-Kiki.
Yeah, I mean, you can come. I mean, it's good for some history books, but that's about it. It got good history books. But other than history, no. It's just postmodern theory and fucking blah blah and hipster shit. No.
Right.
It's good for history, though. But I do like the leftist bookstores for history, though. You find a lot about the drug trade and shit and how the American government's complicit in that. You know,
yeah,
that's
like Revolution Books, which is nearby.
Yeah, I've been there. I was trying to remember the title of Cocaine and Death Squads or whatever. It tells about how.
Oh, that's Peter. Peter, what's his name?
A
friend of mine.
Yeah, that was a good. That was actually a good book.
Yeah. No, he's a. He was a son of a famous Canadian poet. He's Americanized, but he was a Canadian. Forget his last name right now, but yeah, he was the most respectable associate of Mae Brussels.
Yeah, that was actually a really good book because, you know, this, you know, the British, you know, drug enforcement agencies just found some, like, you know, Hasidic Jews that were complicit in a $1.7 billion cocaine money laundering, you know, operation from New York to Miami. And it's true. Colombia is the fucking Israel of Latin America, as Hugo Chavez said. There's a lot of fucking, like, Zionist power penetrating through Colombia and the United States. And I think those are people who are trying to fucking get me killed. Or at least not letting me fucking emigrate.
Right. So what is the actual racial content of your body? Where are you?
Oh, okay.
Mother was Colombia?
No, born there. If you want to get technical, though, that's just nationality. Colombia is really more of a nationality because it wasn't like mestizo Indian. Like, I do have Caribbean Indian in me, but it's not specifically Colombian.
Mm.
So I'll just say it. I'll just say as far as I remember, I can't tell you which one is more dominant than the other, what percentage-wise, but I'll just give it a list of things that I'm officially genetically in my blood.
Yeah.
Spanish lineage, Portuguese, Dutch, English, German, French, Taino Indian, which is basically Puerto Rican, and that's most of it. Yeah, a little Basque. So, yeah, I consider myself Latin, Germanic, and Caribbean Indian.
Right.
So, Spanish, yeah. Germanic, and Caribbean Indian.
Now, does your brother and father and stepfather, do they acknowledge this?
Barely. My father does slightly, but then he just gets freaked out by my intensity, and then he just, like, calm down. But he kind of gets it, and then he cries, and then that's it. My brother half-assedly gets it, but he's kind of like a sellout. You know what I mean? Like
he's a bicyclist.
Yeah, yeah, and like, he hangs out with way too many fucking Jews and shit. He always like schmoozes with them and ass kisses them. He hangs out in West Brooklyn with these motherfuckers, like, you know, that own like art galleries and warehouses and shit.
Right.
And he all pretends like he's down and shit. He's like be everybody's friend, and he pisses me the fuck off. You know what I mean? Like he has a, you know, my mom had two different fathers for her children, three from one father, and I'm the last from another. And my half-brother has a half-brother who's Jewish, and it's like, he's always acting like he's down and shit, but he's hanging out with his, like, more affluent Jewish brother instead of me. And it's like, I totally hate my older brother now. He's the one who got me into the city and stuff and got me networking with people.
Yeah.
But he was always trying to tell me, dude, you need to open up and just understand all the nuances of life. And it's like, dude, I make more connections being my fucking self than kissing any Jew ass that I had to in 2010. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He doesn't get it. Like, he doesn't even live in the city anymore. He's lived in the city for, like, 25, 30 years and then finally left out the suburbs of New York, like Greenwood Lake or something. But now it's like, I totally disagree with his mentality. The people he hanged out with trashed. I only got fired from one job in New York City, and it was a group of hipsters who lied about me at work. You know, it was a moving company. They broke shit, but I broke some shit. They gave me a wrong address twice. I showed up to the place, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the guy was like, my guys would do that. That's exactly what the fuck they did. They fucking lied. And I was like, I hated them. I fucking hate the whole Brooklyn scene. Like, a whole part of my psychology is I hate Brooklyn. I hate it so much. It's ratchet. It's like a place to get me killed, a place to get me fucking lesbian dykes and shit and fucking Jews. And I just fucking hate Brooklyn. Everything about Brooklyn is fake. Brooklyn is the fakest part of New York City. Everybody thinks it's the realest, but it's the fakest.
Right. I think Mark Stallman's living in Brooklyn. What do you think of Mark Stallman's writings?
It was decent. Like, he's an economist, right?
Yeah.
He was decent. I just didn't get to hook up with him because, you know, I lost his number and everything.
Hmm.
But he used to be with LaRouche's, and then he went independent and has his own writings. He's very level-headed because he's, like, post-LaRouche, and he has, like, the LaRouchean sense to understand, you know, the physical economy, but he's, like, not rigid and stupid to understand that there needs to be, like, as McLuhan said, like, a transfer of media, of events, you know, to transfer economic processes, you know, the ethereization. I understand that. I'm not totally anti-ethereization. I'm just against, you know, abstractions that are so abstract they no longer can be identified. But yes, Solomon, I have faith in his economic theory. It's just I don't get to read him anymore because I lost contact with him.
Right. Okay. How about Zappa?
He's an interesting musician. I think he can elicit a lot of rhythm and melody out of a person if you listen to him. He can make you laugh. So I just keep it like that, simple. I can't really say he's like the grand music master of them all, but I do think that he stepped up the musical orchestra a bit, you know, that he was a true musician, that he would perform, and he could, you know, a very articulate artist, you know,
yeah,
as far as the musical technical realm.
Well, he was going to run for president, or he started to. Are you aware of his platform?
I hope it's not libertarian-esque, because I advocate...
No, listen, they wanted him to run for the Libertarian Party, and he rejected their program.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, someone who appears very libertarian probably...
But
is
found
post,
them too,
you know,
extreme. Too extreme.
Right. Yeah, I'm post-libertarian, too. The only thing I'm libertarian about is get the fuck off my gun. Let me homeschool my children. Let me have the religion I want. And don't overtax me. But other than that, the rest of the libertarian shit is crazy. I don't want prostitutes around me. I don't want cocaine around me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want. So I'm like partially libertarian, but not fully so. Just
well,
stay away.
Well, you're quadriphenic, partly socialist, partly a libertarian.
I'm partly aristocratic because
partly
I'm rooting to a monarchy.
And partly that'd be patriarchal, but you're not feminist. So we can't include
never
that.
Feminist. No, I don't need that part of the fucking quadrant. As I said, I'm not trying to be everybody's fucking friend.
Right, right. So you think feminism has ruined America. You agree with Rush Limbaugh.
Yes, 100%. And I believe it ruined the Soviet Union, and I believe it ruined Britain. Those particular three nations are most affected by feminism, United Kingdom, America, and... I think Russia is trying to get out of feminism, but the way that they're going is really trashy and sleazy. Like, they're in the pornography trade, and it's just disgusting how Russia is now.
So
like, I told you, not all forms of patriarchy are the same, and that's what pisses me off about feminists. They try to pigeon all forms of patriarchy the same, and I'm like, no. My patriarchy is different. I'm an aristocratic form of patriarchy, of fucking purity. Fucking, like, chastity, you know, fucking, like, virgins, and you don't even know. Like, Muslims ain't even pure as me. I'm purer than Muslims. Like, I'm on a whole nother fucking level, like scientific fucking aristocratic level, and even the Muslims are below me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about pure chastity of the female, you know? I'm not about emasculating male like the fucking Catholics. Oh, let's have monogamy. No, I'm a polygamist.
You know who would agree with you? This might surprise you. Chad's girlfriend, Angela.
Well, that's why Chad's so happy.
I heard a lot of Angela's philosophy in Vancouver in March, and she was saying a lot of what you're saying.
Yeah, well, me and Chad were kind of like colleagues on and off, you know? Like, I try to pretend like I don't know him very well because I don't want people to fuck with him, but we actually kind of sort of knew each other as the years went by, and he never really attacked me or anything, so I kind of put him on my good people list instead of my bad people list, so
right.
I kind of like Chad.
And you perceive that he's happy right now.
Well, if I had someone who fucking agreed with me for once, you know, I would be happy. Maybe he's not happy because of some other reason, but he looked like a fucking happy person compared to my life. I don't know. I mean, he's a computer programmer. He got some money going on. He got some kind of condo money up in Vancouver or something. I don't know. He looked happy to me.
Right. Did you saw a picture of him?
Yeah, he got some muscles. He doesn't look like your typical computer ground. He has a physical body. He keeps his body together.
Right. But where did you see a picture of him?
On his Facebook?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right, he's got a Facebook. I forgot about that. He's
got roses near him and shit.
Yeah. So, let's see. So, I'm a failure. A waste of everybody's time, according to your situation. You don't see me as a pure quadriphenic?
No, you're definitely a quadriphenic. It's just that I don't want you to delve into certain things because it cheapens it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to fucking have, like, the sensitivity for everything. You know, like, it's not all an intellectual or perceptual matter. Some of it is, like, a qualitative value matter. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling you about qualitative values. It's not just – you're intelligent. You're able to see the fucking irony of the world. You're able to see things fuck up and foul, and maybe people need to slow down with their extremism like I am, but still, like, I'm talking about a qualitative value system problem. You're definitely, no, your quadrophenia is definitely hardcore, you know what I mean? But I'm talking about something different.
So you don't like what Cold Fusion's going to do?
No, Cold Fusion would be a good thing. More energy means more technological progress, meaning people fucking stop fucking fighting over oil or whatever the fuck they're fighting over right now. It would be a good thing.
So if I bring forth Cold Fusion, that'll justify my lack of value.
Yeah, I won't kill you.
Okay, well, that's good because we're going to do that.
Because energy is an important part of my quadrants I deal with. Because without energy, there's no industrial capacity.
Yeah,
I don't want to live in a Malthusian. Just because I hate the city doesn't mean I want to bomb the world back to the Middle Ages like the fucking Malthusians. No, because I know this planet's gonna blow up. So, you know, I like technological and infrastructural progress. So, Cold Fusion is a plus in my book.
Well, okay, so you sound like you can criticize LaRouche, but you've got the essence of LaRouche's values. You are doing the best of LaRouche. And then you're doing the best of McLuhan. You understand him. Is there anything in Thompson Quadrant that salvageable?
My own form of Buddhism, my own form of Zen, basically,
yeah.
To helps me clear my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And helps me become a better warrior, and helps me basically tap into things sometimes, like a psychic, so if you will.
And you've studied postmodernism, you know all the names and the works, and you've done that and commented on it, so you've got that down. You're a better postmodernist than Croker. You would, to the degree I'm a patriarch, you're a better patriarch than me. So,
damn right. I'll prove that shit. I would have like 7 wives. No, you're like, I have 6 Connies. I'm like, I have 7 somethings.
So yes, you want to keep them pure, but you believe in polygamy.
Yes. I believe in the chirality of the male-female relationship. It doesn't mean I am misogynist or that I subjugate them. It is merely I want a culture where males can exert their sexual and reproductive prowess, but at the same time, in the process, not contradict themselves and defile the chastity of chaste females.
Right.
I want to be a polygamist, but if I ever see a man running a train on a woman, I'm going to take a Beretta out and shoot him in the head.
Right.
It's
so,
ape-like to me. It's ape-like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. So what would women do in your situation? How would they live? What would they engage in?
Well, one would be the homemaker. Another one would be a scientist. Another one would be like a midwife. Another one have a day job. Another one be like a teacher. Another one. So I would basically, it would be multiple forms.
Could they take turns being the different positions you named?
Yes, as long as the whole household is in order, yes.
Yeah. Well, that sounds smart.
Yeah, I want to be a modern polygamist. I can't be out in the desert with the fucking ATF trying to tear gas my ass and they're all wearing blue dresses and shit. I can't, no. In fact, we're going underground. We're pretending like we're lesbian witches or something in case some fucking, you know, government organization calls me an extremist. I'm like, no, this is just the lesbian Wicca organization. We just love candles and dildos, and we're all lesbians here. We're just witches. We're witches. We love witchcraft and lesbianism. Leave us alone.
All right, so now you found some young women that were interested, but they're all gone now.
Most of them are gone. I basically, the spread of my reach, I've had as far as, yes, most 99.9% of it is engaged through the chip body, the internet, but some of it's in person. Most of it was like American girls, Canadian girls, British girls, and an occasional Scandinavian or German girl, or an occasional Australian girl. But what I find it odd now as time goes on, I'm losing a lot of these girls. I mean, the only girls I got left are Canadian girls. And it's fucking weird. I got left are Canadian girls.
And they like your ideas.
They fucking love it, especially the girls from Alberta. They fucking hardcore. I love them Alberta girls. Some Edmonton girls and shit.
Mm. So,
where it's cold and shit and bitter, you know what I mean? Away from the coast, away from the fucking water. Not Vancouver or Montreal. None of that horse shit. I mean, like, cold and bitter and away from everything, like Canadian Wyoming or some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those type of girls love my shit.
So you're going to go to Europe and start over again?
Yes.
I see. Yeah, it's a, it failed here. Not, it didn't work, and it's not worth
doing
it here.
Yeah, because it's too capitalist here. You can't maintain a polygamous environment. You can't women treat men like they're their market objects. Like, you can trade another man like, oh, he has a bigger salary. Let me get this motherfucker. So the irony of, in spite of the fact that Europe appears more feminist and socialist and egalitarian, is that because people's needs are already met, people are not so over-competitive to, like, trade their man in for another. They're secure with themselves. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, American women are like, oh, you're a loser. Let me just get this stockbroker over here, or this ball player, or whatever the fuck they're into, you know? And it's like, that's why I ended up with more Canadian girls than American women, because there's just a slight little bit more social network, you know, social net in Canada compared to, say, the United States.
Yeah.
So I ended up with a lot of Canadian girls for some reason.
No, it fits.
I'm tired of my American girls. Like, I actually broke up with a lot of American girls, and I almost fucking got betrayed by one of them out in Maine. I was out in Maine, and I thought she was totally down with my shit. She let me, you know, live in her house and everything and cook food for me, and I thought I was going to start this little polygamous compound out in Maine, and then this bitch just goes 180 on me, and it turns out she was like an undercover feminist bitch who was trying to – I felt like it was misery, like I was going to die out in some blizzard in Maine. Like, it was crazy shit. Like, one of my fans is trying to kill me, you know?
Right. Well, when did that happen if you're working in New York?
October, November.
So you were not working. You left New York for a while.
Yeah, I left, and I came back in December.
Well, what's interesting is that William Irwin Thompson lives up in Maine. So maybe,
I know.
Yeah. It was the Maine Thompson vibe that turned her.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Maine used to be highly patriarchal, but what happened was a flip. See, because of all this domestic violence shit that happened, what was formerly a highly patriarchal area, they had to create new laws and shit, so it turned into some feminist fucking police state. And I was finding out things about the legal system in Maine that shocked the shit out of me. How about women could just make a verbal statement and put a man in jail and all kinds of shit. And the men in the homeless shelter are telling me that, like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the thing was, I basically lost my virginity in an area that was considered in the William Irwin Thompson quadrant,
right,
which was Seattle, which is right considered the dyadic, you know, the William Thompson type spread.
Yeah, dyadic, right.
And the thing was, I lost my virginity to a prostitute. So I'm coming into some male sexuality perverted, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And since then, that affected me for like 5 years after that I was in a masculated state of mind.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And and that's when you joined. It got you in the LaRouche cult, and that helped a little bit.
Yeah, but then I felt kind of like, you know, OCD left brain.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and then I couldn't engage with the real world. Everybody thought I was like OCD my whole life. And it was just like a phase. You know, when you do all those drugs and shit, whatever you do after that, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, it's like watching the cokehead become a born-again Baptist. You know, it's like.
Yeah, Tourette's syndrome happens? Something like that?
No, I never had Tourette's, but...
But OCD. You're saying OCD.
Yeah. I think the chemicals I did kind of exacerbated that, because I think it's related to dopamine pathways, which is in the left hemisphere.
Right. Okay, so it sounds pretty balanced. If one hears the beginning of what we're talking about, you sound like a nut, but actually you have a balanced ecology of quadrophenia here. Is what you're presenting. You see the disservice of socialism, the disservice of capitalism, of anarchism, of prostitution, of male capitalism. You see the disservices, but you've picked the services of each area of our history.
As a composite to create a greater whole, but make sure that they don't compromise the most important parts, you know, to prioritize that interplay.
Right.
Meaning I might have to sacrifice one body over the other according to my value ranking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm thinking that was the other name. You were Hexatic? What was that name? You were
Hexbody.
Hexbody.
The reason why I no longer want to refer to that name, because in German, Hex refers to witch or curse.
Yeah.
When I first started talking to the journalist that introduced me to you, Robert Guffey,
yeah,
I was involved in the Vampire Church.
Yes.
And, you know, I was like a goth kid living down south in Virginia or whatever, and, you know, I identify with vampire culture. But as I got older, I started to see myself with a new psyche develop, and it's the werewolf. And, you know, like, the werewolf and the vampire are, like, two opposing forces, so
yeah.
I don't see myself as the Hex. Because the Hex is what imprisons the wolf spirit. It is why, it's basically, if there wasn't witches to put werewolves in check, all the vampires would be fucking dead. Okay? And to give you a reference, do you know what Adolf means?
No.
It means noble wolf.
Oh, okay.
He was obsessed with wolves.
Right.
And so, you know, like, there's this biological theory that, you know, the larger the penis in a male, the more likely that in that group of people or in that animal, the females are more promiscuous. So meaning, like, huge dick means really promiscuous females. To give you an example, look at the gorilla, right?
Yeah.
Gorillas are fucking huge, man. But why are they dicks so small? Did you ever know that? You ever thought, oh, a gorilla dick? No, gorilla dicks are smaller than human dicks. Doesn't
yeah.
that fucking blow your mind?
Yeah.
And if you look, and it was like a penis size ranking map of Europe, and it's supposedly the French and the Hungarians got the biggest cocks, especially the Hungarians. So I've heard, like, pretty big, or maybe they're lying. But the point is, as far as like that reaching in the back of my mind, I'm trying to think what is the most brutal female ever been recorded in history? Have you ever heard of Elizabeth Bathory?
No.
Well, she was called the Blood Countess, and she was a Hungarian aristocrat who bathed in the blood of Slovakian peasant girls. And after her, she was one of the inspirations for Bram Stoker's Dracula, him and Vlad Tepes, the Impaler.
Right.
So basically, what's another interest is that the largest synagogue in Europe is in Hungary. So I associate with vampire culture with the Zionist, right? Someone in the dark. You know, you're not ready to approach things, but the werewolf is like that patriarchal spirit that's about to, like, bust out, right?
Yeah.
And apparently, according to, like, archaeology, there was this group of people in Romania. They were, like, the Dacians or something, and supposedly, according to certain word origins, or these people would associate with the wolf. And the Romanians have to have, according to this penis size map, they have one of the smallest penis sizes in Europe. So there's something patriarchal in the past of Romania. You probably don't see it now because there's a bunch of brothels and shit and prostitutes and Romanian pornography and Russian mobsters and shit. So it doesn't look patriarchal. It looks all sleazy. But if you compare that to Hungary, where every, you know, there's been, their pornography industry has been forever. You know what I mean? And they seem to really enjoy that. Like, that's the only thing they want to fucking do. At least in Romania, they're trying to be computer programmers or something. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
They're known for, like, programming computers. And it's, like, interesting how the Hungarians are little bitches, basically. They complain about how the Romanians took their territory and everything, but they've never really had a lot of integrity in anything they do. And it's just, like, Hungarians remind me, like, very Jewish people. They're always trying to hustle shit. You know what I mean? There's, like that New York vibe, very Hungarian feel. And I'm like, I don't want to be a vampire. I want to be a wolf. And I remember seeing this this study, basically, about, like, neurobiology and stuff and hormones and human body. There was this website called Neuropolitics.
Yeah.
And it's called the sunlight Theory or something. And it's saying in areas where there's a lot of darkness and precipitation, there's a higher rate of liberalism. And I think the reason why is because they said that light helps stimulate basically testosterone in males and estrogen in females, so that it helps people become more heterosexual in nature. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People who live in, like, dark and rainy areas are very emasculated. And I remember that I was living in Seattle, which is a very dark and rainy place, acting like a little goth kid, like, surrounded by liberals and homosexuals, losing my virginity to a prostitute, and that just impressed upon my mind. And so it's like my new image is basically I was a god of darkness, and now I'm a god of light, a wrathful light. You know what I mean? Like a
right.
sun wolf.
You don't consider yourself anti-Semitic.
Only on two levels. On the level of if they breed by the mother, and on the level if they associate with people who breed by the mother. Because
right.
As I said, fatherland is the wolf spirit is taking over me.
Right.
The sun wolf. You know,
yeah.
The swastika is actually a symbol of the sun. So I'm like a solar pagan. I'm like an Aryan solar pagan invoking wolf spirits, right? And my only weaknesses are these witches. But now that I have a harem, I'm recruiting former witches to join the wolf coven. You know what I mean? I'm
yeah.
getting these former liberals from Canada. I'm saying, look how much liberalism fucking sucks. And these little white Canadian girls or Indian Canadian girls or like Native American Canadian, they fucking love it. You know what I mean? Because they're sick of it. They're sick of like they live in fear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I play on that fear, and it's like I'm their wolf god. You know what I mean? So I take these little witch girls, and these little witch girls spy on other witch girls for me. And when little witches try to fuck with me, my little witches are like near me. So I see. I basically, I would, if I was a musician right now, I would combine industrial goth music with ghetto rap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would, the album would be called Wolf and Witches, WW. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
World War. You know what I mean? And so that's what I represent, like that wolf spirit that's about to tear the shit out of the vampires, the whole fucking world. You know what I mean? And vampires, they wear a mark. They wear a mark because they're slaves. Because, you know, like in the movie Blade, that everybody wears a mark when they're signified as being owned by a vampire.
Okay, I want to say this. You know how Croker danced on the toes of Marxism, McClune danced on the toes of Thomism, LaRouche Tat danced on the toes of technological liberalism. Thompson danced on the toes of Buddhism, and then I dance on the toes of the satellite conductors or the quadrophenics. You are dancing on the toes of every one of the categories you've talked about, and you're not a pagan, but you can call yourself a pagan temporarily. You're not a Christian. You're not this. You're not that. But you incorporate bits of all of them.
Somewhat, but not quite, because I have to keep my identity private. As I said, what I really am is I'm a reformist. You know what I mean? Because I can't pretend like I'm a pagan in front of my Muslim friends, because everybody's like, man, we can't fuck with you. You're not a real Muslim, right?
Yeah, so there's more than one of you then.
And there has to be, because no one has the complete picture, because I'm trying to create a pure patriarchy that has never existed before.
Right.
Because what I said is, even if I objectify people in materialistic ways, like think, oh, you're genetically this and this race that and this penis that, what you don't understand is I don't believe in the Adam and Eve theory. I don't believe that, okay, there was a perfect woman and then we fell. You take the most idealized racial quality of any woman in the world, of the whole entire six continents, we are nothing compared to gorillas. I don't like human beings. You know what I mean? Like Lil Wayne, I'm not a human being. I'm fucking for real. I am not a human being. I'm like, you know, like I see like the whole transhumanist movement as a potentiality to be like angels.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I don't even obsess over women racially. It may seem like that on the exterior, but that's just temporary. Like I actually look to seek to create genetic therapy for women who are otherwise like complete messes. Turn girls who have ADHD to no longer have ADD. Like girls who have like promiscuity problems no longer have that, and genetically experiment on myself. I want to create an open source transhumanist movement through RNA engineering, you know, stem cell therapies, the whole fucking works. Medical biotechnology for all, the biopunk.
Right.
The biopunk fascist who ironically, who has some level of integrity, doesn't even see it as a monolithic racial movement, because I'm not for the quote-unquote German folk. That's just a seed, a bedrock from where I play off of. But really, like, what we're going to become is things that we never were. And that's what I teach within my clique, is that we're going to become things that never were. So I can't even fuck with girls who are, like, too racist, especially not from the United States, because their idea of blood and all that is too narrow. And especially once they figure out my background, that I'm multi-ethnic, they're going to look down on me like they can't believe that I'm a true leader. I'm like, I don't want to have to explain all this shit to them. So I get girls who are slightly quadriphenic themselves, but after I see their quadriphenic qualities, I try to focus them onto a certain level. You know what I mean? I focus them.
Okay.
Put them in left brain mode.
Right. So, I had a closing. Oh, yeah. So you're up in Washington Heights now, and nobody has heard what you've just been saying to me.
Other than people who have their ear to the door.
You're in the hallway?
I've spoken to this to some of my friends. Some of my friends did it. Some of my friends don't.
But you're not impressed with them anyways.
No, because they don't understand that this is too much going on. And, you know, I mean, I'm having people tell me, oh, you need a hustle over here. I'm like, I'm sick of this hustle. You're stupid. All I need is a fucking college degree, and I'm godlike. People don't understand. All I need is a college degree, and I'm godlike. I can hustle my way through fucking continents. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Through the North American continent, you know, Korea, Japan, Shanghai, fucking Vienna, Moscow. I'll be there. I just need a fucking college degree. That's the only thing, my financial slavery in America, my fucking thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of debt, medical bills, school bills, fucking Verizon phone bills, fucking, you know what I mean? And just not being able to fucking pass like 2 years of college because of fucking financial slavery.
So you're going to do some college in Europe?
Yes.
I see. And on your Facebook page, how does one talk about these ideas with you without revealing these points?
Personal messages, bitch.
Okay, so you do personal messages, but what goes
some
on?
Some of it are some are the
card?
Walls on the notes.
Well, what goes?
Well, there are certain levels on my note pages, on my notes or my wall posts, but I pick and choose my friends. Some people are just not with it, and I delete them.
Yeah.
Like some people I like, but I have to delete them.
Yeah. Okay. Well. That's very good. I might post this on Dobstown because it's a good follow-up. I think you're clearer. I think the RNA drops have made you clear on this, on these quadraphenic points, or I'm just hearing it better. Maybe they made me better in hearing it.
Well, yeah, I need an ally in this patriarchal movement because I'd be wasting all my former quadraphenic talent on nothing. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think I'm as suitable
You're on another level. You're more like organizing the generalist things for
humanity.
I'm
organizing the technical ground for your situation.
Yes.
Yeah, the cold fusion, the RNA drops, this will allow you to give you an environment to enhance your dream here or your civilization.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's good. When we come to an understanding there. Very good. So this has been... Bob talking to Kiki on June 3rd, 2013, and it's the fifth anniversary of arriving here in Maui. We basically arrived here on June 3rd, 2008. So,
Wolfgang, I'm a motherfucking goblin.
Yeah.
That's a McLuhan shout out. I'm in New York. I'm in New York too.
Yes, that's right. Oh, and what is okay?
The tallest of the quadrants. We look down on you.
that's right. So what is the house number there? Let's get some numbers here.
46.
What's the apartment number that you're near?
No, I know. Actually, sorry, I'm a little dyslexic there. The apartment number is 46. The building number is 559.
So that's 19. That's Bob number. And then 46 is 1. You can make that 18. You know, yeah, that 19. The original 19. I'm the original 19.
Yeah, I know, B.O.B.
Yeah, B.O.B. Okay, well, very good. Nice talking to you. I think that's it for now. So I've got your number. You're going to have it for a while till you go to Europe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, say hello to your roommates for me.
All right.
The girl kicked you out of the room. Okay, talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.